Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast, brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. Before starting this episode, we need to provide a general disclaimer. Information contained in this podcast is general in nature only. It does not take into account the objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular person. You need to consider your financial situation and needs before making any decisions based on the information in this podcast. And you should consider seeking independent and professional advice for your personal circumstances. All right, let's begin.
Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast. My name is Debbie from NDIS Property Australia, and you're listening to SDA Unlocked, where we delve into the supply and demand data for specialist disability accommodation in different areas around Australia. This month, we're looking at Newcastle in New South Wales, the second biggest city in the state, because we know that there is a big demand going on there. We have been speaking to quite a lot of people interested in investing in the area who might have land in the area. So we thought that this would be as good an area as any to look into at this point in time, just to see what's actually going on with the data. So as a bit of background, the Greater Newcastle area has a population of 461,000. So it's pretty big. The NDIS participant stats show population of about 13,830. That is a Newcastle SA4 region of Newcastle, Lake Macquarie East and Lake Macquarie West. Now, looking at that, and we always talk about the 6% being the magic number of participants that will qualify for SDA funding, we're looking at around 830 potential SDA-funded participants. Currently, there are 550. That's around 4% of all NDIS participants having SDA funding. So that's quite a big demand. And if we look at that doubling over the next 10 odd years, then that could be an additional 800 odd. That's a lot of places needing to be built in the Greater Newcastle area. So what current supply have we got? Well, we have a total of 188 dwellings. That is broken up into 74 existing and legacy and 114 new build. And just to remind you what the difference between those two is, existing and legacy dwellings are either the larger group homes of six or more participant places, or they're the existing old style properties that don't actually meet the build requirements of new build SDA. Eventually, all of these properties are going to have to be replaced by new build SDA. So you can look at it as those places, those 74 existing and legacy dwellings, will over the next number of years be replaced or need to be replaced by new build. In those 74 existing and legacy places or dwellings, there are 235 places. Remember, a lot of those places are going to be in four resident, five resident, six resident homes, the old style institutional government run kind of disability housing. Now, out of the new build dwellings, there are 114 of them. There are 246 places. This is of the enrolled SDA dwellings. So we have 550 SDA-funded participants and a total of 481 places in both new and existing legacy dwellings. So already we've got an undersupply of around 70 places in Newcastle. Take into account that about 230 or 240 will need to be replaced. That is a much larger. So at least 300 places need to be found for the current participants funded in the Newcastle area. So that takes us to the pipeline information. And I was quite shocked when I saw these stats, because normally we look at it and there are a large number of pipeline dwellings that are being reported by the NDIA in their quarterly data. And this, by the way, is based on the quarterly data that just came out last Friday week, the 19th of May. So it's current as to the 31st of March, 2023. Pipeline dwellings in the whole of the Newcastle and Macquarie, Lake Macquarie region, 27 dwellings, 51 places. That is nothing compared to the current gap. So what is this telling us? We need SDA being built in Newcastle yesterday. There is a huge demand currently, and the demand is only going to go up. So you might be thinking, great, okay, there's demand. What are people looking for though? Well, I've had a look at the detailed demand for different dwelling types and what the pipeline is. So we're looking at, as is typical throughout Australia, nearly 50% of pipeline places are being built in the high physical support category. In Newcastle, we've also got 31% in the fully accessible category. So that is, you know, 80% almost being wheelchair accessible. Only 16% are being built to robust. Well, actually, that's quite a good number because we don't believe that 16% of SDA funded participants will be living or will need robust. And the remaining 6% is hybrid. Now, what I'm not seeing here is any improved livability in the pipeline whatsoever, zero dwellings. We've discussed this before on other episodes, the fact that that is not a big problem really in the scheme of things, because an improved livability funded person can live in a fully accessible or a robust or a high physical support dwelling. The problem is that their funding level is much lower, so the owner of that dwelling might not accept a participant with such a low level of funding. So I can see a huge need for improved livability being built there. And that's probably where the biggest gap is in terms of the pipeline buildings. Now, what the demand is kind of a lot more even than we're seeing in other places. So this is based on the data that the NDIS put out on what participants are seeking in the Newcastle area. And we've got 25% are looking for improved livability, 30% are looking for high physical support, 20% for fully accessible, 10% for robust, and another 16% that did not state what they were looking for. So that's, you know, a relative even spread compared to the actual pipeline places. But I guess it's just all reflective of the fact that there is a huge gap in all categories, in all types of dwellings, whether they are units, houses, or villas. We've got, out of those 27 pipeline dwellings, 9 are units, 7 are houses, 11 are villas. So there is just a really big demand overall for anything in Newcastle. Now, we know that land in Newcastle is pretty expensive. We have been dealing with people who've come to us wanting to buy there or have land available under developments. And the prices at this point are making it basically not feasible to build new SDA, which is, I guess, why there is such a small number of pipeline dwellings. So, look, this is a call out to anybody who might have property in Newcastle area. If you're looking at doing a knockdown rebuild, if you have vacant land that you're looking to do something with, then here is a really good opportunity for you to get in and build SDA in a very high demand area. So I think that's basically it in a nutshell. Not much more to say. Newcastle, a lot of participants, very little in the way of new build and pipeline. So I guess, yeah, something to think about for those of you who might be looking at the Newcastle area as an investment opportunity in SDA. So until next time, thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you are subscribed and following us so you can keep in the loop with all of our upcoming episodes. We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a written review, and to share this podcast with those that could benefit. Until next time, catch you on the next episode.